Hi, this is Mary from Family First, the home care agency. Am I speaking with Miss Alicia Coleman?
Yes.
Hello, I am the coordinator for you and for Miss Carmen Coleman from Family First. I recently got informed that Miss Carmen Coleman is hospitalized, so I just
Yes.
wanted to get further information about it. I wanted to confirm the hospital that she's in, the reason for going there.
Okay.
All right, could you let me know the name of the hospital?
I'm fine. Hospital, she's staying in the Levy building.
Could you repeat that?
Einstein Hospital, she's staying in the Levy building.
Lobby building, you said?
Levy.
Okay. Why? All right, and could you let me know the reason why she went there? Also, if you took her or if you guys called an ambulance?
Me and my sister took her. She had a headache that was lasting for a very intense headache that was lasting for a few days.
Okay. Few days. Headache. Okay, and you said that you drove her?
My sister did.
Okay, the sister drove her. Okay, and this was on Sunday?
Sunday, I think, yeah, Sunday I wrote the note to let them know that I was taking my mom to the hospital.
Okay, Sunday. This was like, could you let me know if it was around in, like in the morning, afternoon, evening?
Morning, we took her first thing in the morning.
Morning, okay. All right. Give me 1 second. Okay, Alicia, that was everything that I needed to know. And actually, while I have you here, I also wanted to confirm that the information we have for Ms. Carmen is still up to date. Is her address still 5605 North 11th Street?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I also wanted to confirm the current schedule that you guys have worked for both you and Ms. Carmen.
Yes.
All right, great.
Yes,
Well, yeah.
before you pick up, I have a question.
Sure.
The day that I took my mom to the hospital, I never clocked in because I was at the hospital with my mom, and I wasn't able to clock in. I talked to somebody on the phone this, like, on the day of us going to the hospital, and I just wanted to follow up to make sure that, like, you guys have that in the system so I'll still get those hours.
Okay, so she was admitted the same day.
Yes, so I took her to the hospital, but I never clocked in.
Right, so the thing is, when the patient is admitted in the hospital, the insurance doesn't pay us, they pay the hospital. If it's
No,
an
that's the
emergency
thing. I get what you're
visit,
saying, but we were in the hospital. She didn't get seen for a good minute. I was with my mom from eight to eight in the hospital before she was actually seen and taken. We were just
okay.
in the building.
And do you remember the name of the person you spoke with?
No, I do not.
Do you have their phone number?
I called the agency.
Okay. Well, I can ask, but I don't see any notes here. I can ask and see what they'll tell me, okay? And I'll let you know.
Okay. And one more thing. One day, last week or the week before, the website glitched and it clocked me out right after I clocked back in. They called my mom to see if I was there, and she confirmed that I was. I'm not sure if they fixed those hours either.
Okay, let me check. Give me one second. Oh, I think it was March 11th, right?
Yes.
All right, let me see here. All right, I'll check that out, and if it's not, approved, I'll let you know, but I think it should be, if they called you, it should be okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, sure, no problem. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Okay.